Tuition assistance is not the same as the GI Bill tuition, which is usually for veterans who are out of the military, and as of now, GI Bill benefits are still covered. Tuition assistance, however, is a benefit awarded to active duty servicemen and women.
Right now, tuition assistance is completely down, and if it doesn't come up before the classes begin, tuition assistance is not retroactive.
That's Cricket Webster, director of Drury University's St. Robert and Fort Leonard Wood campuses. She says about 100 active military students in those campuses are directly affected by the shutdown. Many have served time in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they're shaking their heads at how this could happen. Drury is deferring payment for its active military students who had hoped to start up in Drury's B Block classes, which start next week. Again, Drury's Cricket Webster.
Tuition assistance is, in their minds, is kind of an entitlement, you know, something that they receive that they're entitled to. And so they're, in their mind, some of them are saying, you know, well, that's great, and I appreciate what you guys are trying to do for us, but I can't afford to take money out of my pay. So some of them are dropping because they're afraid that they're going to have to pick up the tab.
Webster says about a dozen active military students have dropped classes because they couldn't find alternate funding.
A lot of them, you know, are nervous. So we're trying to make sure that they've exhausted all other avenues of support that they have, because some of them are just unaware that there are other options.
The problem is, she says, an officer or specialist without a family makes too much to qualify for a Pell Grant, so they're left with a tuition bill the government promised them it would pay. For those who can't find other financial help, Drury will offer an extended payment plan. They'll at least be able to delay their payments, with the first payment due in December. That's if these active duty soldiers and airmen can scrape together the money. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Davidson.